Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Metabolic syndrome is the name for a group of risk factors that raises your risk for heart disease and other health problems such as diabetes, stroke, fatty liver, and sleep apnea. To talk about metabolic syndrome and what an individual can do to reduce these risk factors is Dr. Beatrice Hull. She's an assistant professor and an endocrinologist at MUSC. Dr. Hull, metabolic syndrome is not really a disease. Tell us about this syndrome, what that really means.
The syndrome is a group of risk factors that were identified in several situations, such as diabetes, heart attack, and stroke, that were common for those individuals. And those risk factors were predictive to develop a disease.
So this is a tool really for health professionals to monitor people to see if they're at higher risk for some of these other diseases.
Correct. In the studies, patients who had metabolic syndrome have about 2- to 4-fold increased risk to develop diabetes and about 2-fold increased risk to develop cardiovascular disease.
And what are these conditions that put us at higher risk for developing some of these other diseases?
Weight gain, especially abdominal obesity, is one of them. Increased serum triglyceride level, decrease good cholesterol level, increased blood pressure, and increased serum glucose levels.
So if a patient goes to their primary care physician or another physician, and that doctor says, you have metabolic syndrome, what will that mean to the patient? What's going to happen next?
It means that that patient needs to be taking some steps to decrease these risk factors in order to decrease the risk to develop diabetes or heart disease or stroke in the future.
And what are those steps typically that someone can take who is said to have metabolic syndrome?
In the studies, lifestyle modifications with the diet and exercise came on the top, meaning that they are the most important step that patient can take in order to prevent the bad complications from this syndrome.
So healthier diet, regular exercise, anything else that typically they do?
Also, it is important to know that if you already reach the levels of, let's say, triglyceride or blood glucose or blood pressure that are required to treat with the medications, that you should take those medications to further decrease the risk.
And is this typically a syndrome for people that are in older adult years, or anybody can fall into this category?
Usually, as you age, the prevalence increases. However, with the increased risk for childhood obesity and obesity in younger age, we see the increased prevalence of metabolic syndrome in younger years nowadays.
And Dr. Hull, when we're talking about these lifestyle changes of improving your diet and exercising and probably losing a bit of weight as well, do we have to lose a large amount of weight to make an impact in reducing some of these risk factors?
Not necessarily. Studies show that even the 10% loss of body weight can help to decrease the metabolic parameters. So any weight loss is better than none.
Dr. Hull, thanks for providing this information about metabolic syndrome.
You're welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio. Thank you.